Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Arki Cencute is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Built on Trust, and which is one of the greatest books on trust that I've ever seen. Arki, thanks again for being here. Thanks again for all the things you've taught us about trust, and it's helped me to understand what more about. It's helped me to pay more attention to trust. A lot of times, do you worry that sometimes people take trust for granted? That it's, well, of course, Arki, of course I'm trustworthy. Of course, I mean, I went to Sunday school. My mommy wouldn't be mad at me if I weren't trustworthy. You know, I tell the truth, of course, but it's to the point where people don't realize that trust is, as I've said many times and as you've taught us, trust, folks, is not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice, a business.
It's essential. I agree. And I
there's
believe
profit, that. There's profit in trust.
Yes, that's right.
And sustainability. That's more important, sustainability and trust.
Yes, it needs to be a leadership to-do, to always be conscious of trust, always be conscious of building trust. You know, with your employees, with your management, with your clients, and with the world. It should be conscious every day, must do. What am I doing today to show that I am trustworthy and that I am trusting under the right circumstances? What am I doing for my clients to show that today? And that should be an everyday, and then you don't take it for granted. Because other people don't either. People get burned, you know. We don't forget those things. We may forget the details, you know, forgive and forget. But the point, but the emotional scar is there. There is a history of mistrust that everybody has, and so we have that vulnerability as clients, and we're looking to not get hurt again. And I mean that when I say hurt. It's hurt financially, and hurt in business ways. And hurt emotionally, so you want to be conscious that that's there, and that's part of what you're addressing, and that's critical to.
Well, you know, Arki, when you and I were coming up until say 10, 15 years ago, even if you considered a company, the first things you did was you found out if they had what you needed. You found out if they had your price, if they had their selection, can they deliver it? And it was all about the competition, all about whether you were competitive or not.
Right.
And then you did business with them, and then you found out if they were trustworthy.
Yeah, right.
Today, that's been turned on its ear. It's been turned upside down because now, as I have been talking about for a long time, relevance is now before competitiveness. Before people know whether you have the right price or not, they've ruled you in or out by based on relevance factors of theirs. And guess what? One of the big hairy relevance factors is, folks, maybe the biggest, trust.
Yeah.
And so it used to be you could sell them and then perform on trust, perform to deliver trust or not. But now your trust. The word is out about whether you're trustworthy or not, and you may be ruled in or out. You probably will be before you even know the person exists.
Yes. So that's why it's important to have it be an everyday conscious leadership priority. You have to communicate this. You have to be active with this. You have to penetrate your marketplace with this foundation of trust. Remember, close every interaction. Offer closure. Offer it. People will be, they'll respond to that positively because not everybody is conscious of those two factors underpinning trust. Again, close every interaction. And two, always sincere commitment. Never say yes when the real answer is maybe. Work the maybe. Innovation, success is in that maybe. Work that maybe internally until you won't have absolute certainty.
Here's a good example a lot of people saw.
Yeah.
And they're seeing right now. Some of Mr. Trump's appointees are being grilled in their confirmation hearings, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you heard the CIA, Pompeo, or Mr. Tillerson, the Secretary of State nominees, but they were asked specific pointed questions, and they said, you know, I can't answer that right now. I have to have more information. Now,
yes.
It wasn't what the person wanted them to say, but I think that they were doing what you're saying to do. They weren't being deceptive. And anybody listening could tell that was a reasonable response.
And what needs to be added to that is, and I will get back to you when such and such a piece
right.
of information is, or such and such
right.
time, and this is the way I'll get back to you, so that there's certainty there.
And with a customer, that means, would you like for me to call you, or you want me to send you an email?
Right. That's right. So that I'm going to get back to you. I'm going to get back to you by such and such a time. This is the way I'm going to get back to you, which is et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, do it. Now, if there's ever a circumstance where you can't, then it's not the end of the world. You notify people ahead of time of that. Give them an explanation that's real and give them a new promise.
Arky, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Arky, I need your website, please.
LearningCenter.net.
All right. You can learn all the things that Arky does to help people understand trust. He works with a lot of companies across the country on this and around the world. When we come back, I'm going to ask Arky, how is this working for major corporations? Do they think they have any work to do? Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.